Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me today over the phone is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. The sun's shining, the temperature's climbing. It's all good.
Yeah, good to hear. The province will be further loosening COVID-19 restrictions as of tomorrow, so how are you feeling about that?
It's a step forward. One thing I'm glad of is that basically they're looking at the whole province. They're not, you know, sort of singling out areas. I can understand if there's areas that need to be, but, you know, to have the north painted all as one brush wasn't fair. So now we're more in tune with what the rest of the province is doing. I'm glad for our businesses. I just hope that people realize this isn't a signal for large gatherings. As you can see, you're still supposed to keep to your family cohorts or, you know, one other family joining you in that. And it doesn't mean going out and visiting a lot of people or standing around visiting, or especially if you're, you know, if you're coming in from out of town, not visiting a lot of the people here in town, or even us. I know there's quite a few people traveling to Winnipeg and that. Basically, unless it's an emergency or very important, you shouldn't be doing that. Our numbers in Winnipeg sort of stay, you know, hand in hand there. So it's just up to us to still be safe in that. The vaccines have started. The rollout has started. We've actually been, vaccinations have been happening at your CC for the past week again. But with that being said, it's still going to be a long time before we get herd immunity here. And we're pretty lucky. If you go by percentages of population, I think the north in general is a higher percentage, but we just have to be very careful and still stay safe, stay home, wash your hands, wear your mask, especially with the nice weather coming, get out and walk, exercise, but do it in your small groups, not in big groups.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there anything you would have liked to have seen implemented in these changes, or something you would have still kept around?
I think I would have maybe liked to have the restaurants have a little bit more leniency. I can see with keeping them down to the, you know, to the 25% to 50%. But the fact of just having the one household sitting together, I think maybe it could have been that could have been opened up a little bit more. It's just that we're already in our own household. I know actually we did go out for supper a week or two ago, but it was still just the three of us. You don't see anybody else. So if you could at least even go with, say, if you had another family that you were allowed to meet with, those two families, or with the elderly, they're allowed to have somebody in, then those two folks should be able to go out and have a coffee together. I'm not saying open it wide, but, you know, just have a little bit more opening with the people that are already connecting to each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there anything else about this that you wanted to add today?
No, I just want to, I think if the vaccine comes and you have the ability to get it, we should go for it. But again, it's everybody's choice. But if it is your choice not to get the vaccine, I do hope that you follow super protocol and don't go out in the public without it. And even once we get the vaccine, still continue to wear your mask and that until we make sure that there's enough of the community that have it, that it is safe for us.
Mm-hmm, of course. Winterfest was this past weekend, so how did that go overall?
Well, it was a typical Winterfest weekend when you wake up and it's 30-some below. And so I think that what made it really nice that it was virtual. There was a lot of online activities. It was a learning curve for the city. It was a learning curve for the people that partook in it. There was a fairly large committee that worked on some of the projects. Our businesses that sponsored things, our organizations, big kudos and shout out to them. I know I partook in a few things, the story times and the concerts, and I drove around, looked at the sculptures and the snowmen and stuff. So I really think it went for the way it was for virtual for the first time. I really think it was pretty much of a success, and especially with it being so cold out. And, you know, some of the celebrations, yes, it would have been nice to see fireworks, but just with the, you know, the way the gatherings and that, the way it is. It wasn't meant to be. But just a reminder, once we can do that, we will have a huge fireworks display. We will celebrate when we can get out and about properly.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about how the engagement was from residents and community members. Did you see a whole ton of participation through the virtual format?
Well, see, the way I see it was on it, it was, you know, mostly, like even with the concert, I saw part of it on YouTube, and then I listened to it on CHTM, so I was sort of mixed things. But just in talking to the people that I've been out about that have been here at City Hall, it sounds like there was quite a bit of engagement. I know the committee is putting together, and they're going to have a report for us likely before the end of March.
Mm-hmm. And will this inform the planning for any potential Nickel Days or Canada Day celebrations the city may put on later in the year?
I'm really hoping that we can be a little bit more open for, if everybody stays home and behaves, that we can be a little bit more open, especially for Canada Day celebrations. And Nickel Days, we're still working on what that's going to look like. And that's... like the province rules change daily, our rules change daily, so we just don't want to make any commitments, but we're definitely already going to be starting to work on plans, so you'll have plans well in advance as to what's going to happen.
Sounds good. Now, was there anything else about this year's Winterfest that you wanted to touch on that we didn't get a chance to chat about yet?
No, I just think I'm glad that we had the Winterfest, virtual as it may be. It just, you know, gives a commitment from the community and the city and the organizations that we want to keep people's health and mental health and do what we can for them. So, and it's very important that people do reach out to us and let us know what we can do to help or try to help. Not everything's possible. Reach out to the different organizations that you've been with in the past, virtually and that, like especially the Seniors Resource Council. Please tap into them. A lot of the seniors at home, they will definitely get you connected with other ones that are willing to help and make time.
All right. Now, Colleen, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Yeah, today we're doing snow clearing and hauling in the trailer court. So that's Ospawagan Drive, Pipe Road, Mid Road, Paint Road. So there could be some road closures because there, as we know, we have to basically pile the snow and then haul it away because there's nowhere to put it, as if there's anywhere in the city to put snow. But that is the area we're working on today. We're still working on sidewalks, and the sander is out on the slippery corners. And I think with this weather this week, we're actually going to be in the pluses on the weekend. There could be some, you know, water laying on roads or that, so people, please be careful. And there's still some snow banks we're working on clearing away from corners. It's a work in progress. We've had a couple bad water breaks, so we've ended up having to pull some crews to do that. So we don't always get to haul as much snow away as we want to, but it's definitely uppermost in our mind, and safety is most in our mind. So please be patient. Please do what you can as a citizen to help or help one another. And yeah, that's where we'll go from there.
All right. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'm excited. The TRCC is on its limited opening. The walking track is open the same days as Vaxport, and I believe there's two sets of times, like I want to say 10:30 to 6:30 and 12:30 to 8:30, but I just don't have those scheduled. So if you call 204-677-7952, they can help you. So I think the walking track is basically going to be open 5 days a week. And then the ice is available for rent. We're one of the few places in the north that hadn't taken our ice out early. So again, if you phone that same number, 677-7952, you can actually rent ice time, whether it be for a private group or usage. There's limits on them, but it's definitely with the new relaxed rules as of Friday, we can have a few more people on the ice, and it doesn't have to be just the one-on-one. So if you definitely want a phone, reach out to the TRCC and book some ice time. One thing to remember, though, the TRCC, the regular parking lot entrance is for the vaccination area. That's for Vaxport. So, and I know it's limited parking, a little bit harder, but the parking for the general public to use the walking track and the ice is the south entrance, which is the entrance between R.D. Parker and the TRCC. So that is the parking area for now. I'm actually was going to check to see if we've made any additional parking just in case we need it out that way, but the other parking lot entrance you do not have access, and it's not easy to get around to the other way, so please just keep that in mind when you're going there.
All right, good to know. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning on City Beat. It's always great hearing from you.
Yeah, thank you, and everybody have get out and enjoy this weather. It's absolutely fabulous. It's going to be that way for the next 10 days at least. By the then, we're almost to the end of March. The days are long. Yeah, get out and enjoy it, folks.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 1029 CHTM, I'm Nevi Ball.